Many small-scale farmers in East Africa are finding it hard to grow crops year-round because of drought or too much rain. So a student team from Pennsylvania State University came up with the idea of kits to build small, easy-to-set-up greenhouses to help the farmers increase their production up to 20%. Team member Ariana DeRue says they're constructed with PVC pipe and rice bags.
Our design is affordable, durable, and expandable, and it's also made of local materials that reduces transportation costs, and it also supports the local economy.
The greenhouse is part of an exhibition called Open Minds, sponsored by the National Collegiate Inventors and Innovators Alliance. Each year, it gives grants to more than 50 college student teams, which create business models using innovative technology to help people around the world. The top teams are chosen for an annual exhibition. The Alliance was founded in 1995 by the Lemelson Foundation, which supports grassroots inventors. Director Carol Dahl says the young entrepreneurs are helping to lift people out of poverty.
In the developing countries, we see the potential for inventions to actually improve lives through addressing basic human needs, things like sanitation, access to clean water, the ability to have health and health products.
This container may help improve the health of many people in the developing world by better protecting vaccines. Standard styrofoam boxes break easily. So the World Health Organization estimates that half the vaccines placed in them are damaged in transit. But a student team from Oklahoma State University hopes that by using this collapsible box, temperature-sensitive vaccines will be saved. Saravan Kumar says the boxes are made from the same space-age material used to fashion small satellites.
They're made with this thin insulating material, and they are like about 10 times more insulating than styrofoam, and they're about 10 times more impact resistant.
This lightweight concrete panel may help homes in Haiti withstand an earthquake. Students from the University of Notre Dame discovered that the masonry blocks used in Haiti are poor quality and not reinforced. Dustin Mick says the cost of building with these panels would be about the same for a much sturdier and safer home.
It's a lot better quality, and that comes from both the materials we use and the process that we use to make them. And two, it also is reinforced in a way that when the earthquake does come, it can withstand that.
The students hope innovations like these will make a difference for those who need it the most. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.